In addition to the more well-known Kitetse that comes at the outset of our Parsha, where our Parsha gets its name from, in the middle of the Parsha, towards the beginning of the Revi Aliyah, we have yet another mention of Kitetse, of going out to battle. And here the Torah tells us in Perachav Gimel, Pasuk Yud, Kitetse Machane Oleivecha, when your encampment, when the Jewish camp, the Jewish soldiers go out to war against an enemy, V'neshmartem Mikol Davara, we are commanded to guard against anything evil or impure. And the Pesukim go on to tell us how it is imperative that the Jewish army guard its camp and its encampment from anything impure, immodest, or unsanua, because as the section concludes in Pasuk Kezvav, Ki Hashem Elokecha Misalech Bekerav Machanecha, because God, the Spirit of Hashem, is walking through, is present in your encampment, Latzilcha, he's there to protect you, so you should win the battle. Latet oivecha lefanecha, v'ayim achanecha kadosh, and therefore your encampment has to be holy. L'yirabecha, ervas davar v'shav mecharecha. We don't want Hashem to see anything impure or immodest, and then he would turn away from you. The Sfas Emes, in a very beautiful and penetrating piece analyzing this section, starts with the assumption, which is mentioned by many thinkers, not only Hasidic thinkers, but others as well, that this section is actually to be understood on a deeper metaphoric level, referring not just to the actual military battle and the halachos for a Jewish army, which undoubtedly is the pshat of the psukim, but on a deeper metaphoric level, it's referring to the milchemes hayetzer, the battle that each one of us has to undergo with ourselves, the battle that goes on inside each and every one of us as we battle against our more base desires, our yetzer hara, our urges, to hopefully overcome those and be able to stay loyal to the dictates and values of the Torah and to live a holy and modest life. So thus understood, the Sfas Emes asks a number of sensitive questions based on nuances in the Torah text. For example, in the beginning it said that we have to guard the camp. But the word that's used is v'nishmarta, which, as the Sfas Emes notice, is actually nifal. It's a passive, a reflexive form. L'chore, it should have said v'shamarta, you should guard. Furthermore, at the end of the section, it talks about Hashem being mitalech bekerav machanecha, walking through your camp, so to speak, the Spirit of God. But that's also nifal. It really should have said mehalech. Again, it's figurative no matter what. It's talking about Hashem, but the more proper form would have been mehalech. Furthermore, at the end of the section, it says l'yirabacha, which focuses on not seeing anything impure in the camp. But really asks the Sfas Emes, it should have said lo yebcha. It shouldn't exist in the camp. It shouldn't be in the camp. After all, the real prohibition is not seeing, but having anything impure at all. No matter who sees it, just being in the camp is the problem. So why focus on yira? So in light of these questions, Sfas Emes gives the following insight. And he starts with the following assumption, which everything flows from this. Says the Sfas Emes, the very act of a person going to war, of fighting, not giving up, not resting on his laurels, not just being reactive, but actually going out there and fighting, that very act itself gives a person strength. When you decide to fight for something, you summon all of your strengths, as opposed to if you just respond passively, reactively, says Sfas Emes, that creates weakness. It's not just that you fight to preserve your strength, the very act of fighting creates even more strength. It's a catalyst. Therefore, the pasuk starts with ki teitze, when you go out to war. You don't just wait for the war to come to you. You take it to the war, to the enemy. You're aggressive. Don't just rest. Don't wait for the yetzer hara, in this metaphoric understanding. Don't wait for the evil inclination to attack you, to try to trip you up. Rather, you should be on the attack. And by doing this, by being aggressive, by being intensive, and not just being passive, mamela, you'll draw on wellsprings of strength you may not even know you possessed. It's not just that you'll have the strength if you are tempted. By being aggressive and preemptive, you'll actually create even more strength with which to do battle against the Yetzer Hara. And therefore, says the Sfas Emes, that's why the pasuk says, v'nishmarta, which we asked seems to be in the wrong form. It should have said v'shamarta. But says the Sfas Emes, no, that's the idea. By saying v'nishmarta, it is an allusion to the fact that by going out to do battle, mamela, that itself creates the result of Shmira, v'nishmarta, because by very act of going out to battle, that will create the reality of Shmira, because as we said, the act of being aggressive and preemptive and fighting the battle instead of waiting the battle to come to you, that creates even more strength and kochos. Furthermore, when the Pasuk talks about who goes to war? The machaneh, the camp goes to war. That's kind of a weird phraseology. Sasemis explains because what's being alluded to in this particular context is that when you go out to war, you can't do it alone. Every division of the military, every part of the different types of soldiers, every weapon at your disposal has to be used. So too, he says, when it comes to the Mechemes HaYetzer, the spiritual war, a person must summon all of his limbs, not just part, must summon every aspect of your personality, not just part. You can't serve Hashem with just some of your limbs or some aspect of your personality of your life, but not others. In fact, everything has to go into your Avodas Hashem, in your Mechemes HaYetzer. If you realize that everything depends on this battle, your spiritual life, your eternity, depends on your success in winning the Mechemes HaYetzer, then you'll leave nothing to chance. You'll summon every weapon at your disposal. And if a person does that, then that will, as we said, stimulate and arouse the kochos that you might not even have known you had, the inner spiritual spark which resides inside each and every one of us, Mitalech bekerav machanecha, as the section ends, when it talks about Hashem's spirit being in the camp. Betoch ubekerav machanecha means inside each and every one of us, by having this aggressive posture and fighting the Mechemes HaYetzer, that will make the spirit of Hashem mitalech, it will reside, it will be stimulated inside each and every one of us. And the pasuk concludes very beautifully, Lo yireh b'cha'erav astavar. And we asked, why is the focus on yireh, not seeing? But says this Vasemes, because this is, so to speak, the cherry on top. If you really do summon all of your efforts, put all of your chiyas into this effort of fighting the Mechemes HaYetzer into your avodas Hashem, then you will be successful not only in avoiding sin and living a good life, but says this Vasemes, you'll also be zochet to even remove temptation completely. In a certain sense, it'll be out of sight, and therefore spiritually out of mind. These psukim therefore prescribe and describe a successful strategy for living an ideal religious life.